Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 263. He is faithful, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Let that land for a moment. The Lord is faithful. Paul writes this into the middle of a shaken community, people who were failing each other, doubts that were spreading, circumstances that made no sense. And right there, right inside that fragility, he chooses this word, but. But the Lord is faithful. That word but is not a soft concession. It is not the sound of someone trying to talk himself into believing. It is an anchor. Paul is saying, everything around you may shift, but there is one thing that does not shift, and that one thing is the character of God. God's faithfulness did not begin with you. It did not start the day you believed, and it does not depend on how you feel this morning. It runs through all of Scripture, from the covenant with Abraham, held firm across centuries and impossible odds, all the way to resurrection morning, when the Son walked out of the tomb and the Father's faithfulness was put on display for the whole world to see. God never abandons what he begins. That is the whole story. So what does he do with you inside that faithfulness? Two things, right here in this verse. He establishes you, and that word means to make firm, to give you solid footing. Christ does not merely walk beside you like a gentle companion. He plants you. He roots you so deep that when the wind comes, and the wind will come, you cannot be uprooted, not because you are strong, but because he is firm. The stability you need does not rise up from inside you. It comes down from him, and it arrives as a gift. And the second thing, he guards you against the evil one. That is not a promise that opposition will disappear. Paul knew opposition, but it is a guarantee that no force, no voice of accusation, no pressure this world can bring is able to separate you from the love of God. Christ has already conquered. You are not fighting toward a victory. You are living inside a victory that has already been won. So when the situation feels most fragile, when you look around and cannot find a way through, when you are worn out from trying to calculate how this is all going to work out, that is precisely where this verse was written. Not for when everything is going well, for when everything seems to be coming apart. God's faithfulness does not depend on your circumstances being favorable. It exists exactly where circumstances fail. And today there is one thing to do. Just one. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone and face everything the day is going to ask of you, stop. Name one worry you have been carrying this week. Something you cannot put down. Something that comes back every time you try to rest. Say it out loud with your own voice. Lord, you are faithful. And then, in three short sentences, place that situation in God's hands. It does not have to be eloquent. It has to be honest. Declare it and rest. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.